I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KBLS here with Carson Breon on a very cold night to open the season. First of all, Carson, you and I talk all the time, which is always great to have you on the radio, and it seems especially good just to be back on the track. I talked to you a year ago about the season ending. What does it mean to be back out here again?
Oh, it's just, I've been really excited, really looking forward to getting back out here. It's just been weird not being able to run, and I forgot how nice it is because it's been 2 years since I've been able to run like this. It was just exciting to be able to run the races I ran for what seems like a long time ago.
Well, and I'm catching you after a stretch where you ran in 110 hurdles, 400 hurdles, the 4x4. You were a pretty busy guy over the course of your races and did pretty well. Your thoughts about what it was like just competition-wise for you and how you're feeling in your first race in 2 years?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got some good times for what I think I remember from last time I ran. So I'm hoping for a good season. It feels like a pretty good start for even having the win that we had today and stuff. Just happy with my times today.
Well, and you mentioned that it's been 2 years, and I know it's one thing to do the hurdles at practice and one thing to do it there, but completely different when you hear the starting gun and you're against other guys in live competition. What's going through your mind before those races, knowing that, hey, I'm back out here again? And then even while you're racing, what are the things you have experienced, but I'm guessing there's things you kind of have to relearn too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what, it's weird. Like in practice this year, the most I've ran through is probably 4 hurdles. So then coming back out here, just like getting back into it, I was just as nervous as I was like when I was a freshman running it for the first time, because it just felt like so long. So I was really nervous before the races, hoping I didn't fall or just die and run out of breath on some of these.
Well, you're still out of breath, so we'll keep it short. But one of the things that I wanted to note is that you have so many new guys from different sports, guys like Cody Boonder, Levi Skelhaas, and just new guys to the sport in general because of how young your teams were and all that you graduated the last 2 years. How do you hope to be a leader to these guys, knowing that you do have experience? And what are the ways like you, like guys like you and Brayton, are really trying to welcome everyone in?
Yeah, that's, it's been awesome because I've been just noticing how different a crowd we have now compared to what we used to have, because like last time I was running, I was an underclassman, and now this time I'm with a whole new group of guys on different relays and stuff, and they're all really great athletic and fun guys, and it's just been nice to take on a different role as a leader this year with Brayton, and I'm glad that I'm able to co-lead along with the great guys I am, like Brayton and Cody and all them. So it's just been really fun to like get to know the guys that are younger than us and get to run with them.
My last question for you, we're at the beginning of the season. This is the first of many races, and I'm sure you're hopeful that you have a shot at maybe getting to the Blue Oval. What are your goals ultimately, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
Oh, I would love to get to state this year, because I know I was close to my sophomore year, and it'd just be nice to be able to get to state in like both the hurdle races, maybe some of the relays, and watch all my other teammates get to have those kind of experiences as well.
Carson Breon, always a pleasure to talk to you. Catch your breath, and we'll catch you down the road.
Thank you so much.